What data do we have from other checkpoint inhibitors in metastatic squamous?
So the other major frontline study that is across histologies, of course, the CheckMate 227, it was a phase 3 study, large study, has gone through a data release at various time points. Broadly speaking, the study had two different sort of sub-studies. One was in PD-L1 positive patients, one was in PD-L1 negative patients.
Now, which agent?
So in the PD-L1 positive, the study was randomized to chemotherapy as the standard arm, single agent nivolumab versus nivolumab plus ipilimumab. And in PD-L1 negative patients, the patients were randomized to nivolumab, ipilimumab, chemotherapy alone, and chemotherapy plus nivolumab. And at last year's ESMO, Dr. Peters presented the data, and then subsequently Dr. Hellman published it in the New England Journal of Medicine, that in patients above 1%, nivolumab plus ipilimumab combination provided a survival advantage compared to chemotherapy alone, and this was across histology. However, when you look at the subsets of that data, and again, that is subset analysis, the primary driver of that survival benefit was patients whose PD-L1 was 50% or greater. There was no survival advantage in patients between 1 and 49%. And when you look at the survival benefit observed, it does not seem any different than what we have seen with pembrolizumab in Keynote 24 or Keynote 42. So it is not clear that in that particular population, the nivolumab-ipilimumab combination, now this is across trial comparisons, but nivolumab-ipilimumab combination necessarily provides better benefit than pembrolizumab alone. Interestingly, there is an ongoing study of pembrolizumab with or without ipilimumab in PD-L1 high patients, and it would be interesting to see what that study shows. What was also interesting is in the PD-L1 negative ipilimumab-nivolumab combination was found to be better than chemotherapy. So we do have data now, it's not yet FDA approved, but we do have a data of another combination regimen of nivolumab and ipilimumab that has shown a survival advantage to chemotherapy. However, I'm not sure at the present time that it is necessarily better than chemotherapy and pembrolizumab or pembrolizumab alone in PD-L1 high patients.